That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, what's going on, gang? I'm the God.
And I'm the Great Boy.
You know who we are, the Black Air Force Sun, the Twin Towers of Comedy. And every Sunday, we do black-ass comedy at the Brooklyn Comedy Club, 308 Bedford Avenue.
Now, it's what we call the goddamn Sunday show.
It's a movie, and I know everyone's always like, well, we can't make it to Brooklyn. We don't live in New York.
I don't like crossing the bridge.
Yeah. We got it solved for you now.
All right.
No reason to not come.
Okay.
Black Ass will be now live streaming every night, a multi-camera view, premium sound. We're mic'd up. The audience is mic'd up. It's like you're right there in the room.
Blah, 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 I'm in the room.
Head on over to gasdigitalnetwork.com/events. There's a pay-per-view. Click, buy the ticket. You're in the room. No excuses. See you this Sunday.
No need for apologies.
We'll come in on this Montenegro music.
I listen to the old music, like 90s. And,
yeah. I'm all for it, though. I've never been. And I like the way it even sounds. Montenegro music.
Montenegro music.
We have a name for this episode before it even starts.
It's like casserole music. No, that shit like, got a lot in it.
Yeah, it sounds like Rick Ross. Play some of this Montenegro music. Go ahead, play it off your phone into the speaker.
You want to play it now?
Yeah, play
this
it.
This is actually
speaker.
A Croatian artist that
don't
I like.
Don't preface it. Just play. I want to hear.
Okay. I want
to
know what you're listening
commercials,
to.
Commercials, because I'm poor and I don't have a good plan. Hold on.
How?
Hold on. Come on, motherfucker. Work with me.
You're not poor. You have your own college. It's obvious you're wearing your own college jacket.
LP. See the back.
Louis Poppins is on own college.
Yes.
I didn't choose the tall life. The
move
tall
your hair.
Life chose me. Is that what that
isn't
saying?
It cute?
It's
a little corny.
Yeah.
It's a birthday gift.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you didn't. So I'm glad you didn't get
I
that
didn't,
yourself.
That would be so pathetic.
That'd have been pretty wild.
God.
So the guest today is Louis Popovich. Back again.
Did the music play?
Nah, yeah, I was trying to fill
Should
time.
I?
Yeah, play it. We were filling air until you hit play.
Hold on.
This is like one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's one of her favorite songs of all time.
Still like 90s, 80s. Like a little funk.
Do they sing?
Yeah, the intro is a little intense, long.
Get to the part where they're singing.
Is this Montenegrin music?
No, she said it's Croatian, right?
Oh, Croatian?
It sounds like a 1970s TV intro.
Yeah. Okay.
Welcome to the Now We Need for Apologies Power Hour.
This is what they play in the background of Street Fighter.
You always find a way to ruin everything for me.
Oh my God.
It's a classic.
That is a classic. Holy shit. That is wild, the frequency that you vibrate to.
That's what you fight to.
Yo. Because that's a weird thing, man. Yeah. Like, when you, like, that's the one thing you forget about when you mix races.
Uh huh.
There's some different music going on
that's
over
the
there. You know what I mean?
Now.
Like, that's like what you wake up and clean your house to and all that kind of stuff too?
No. I wake up and clean house on, like, very mild music.
Mild music.
Yeah. Something softer.
Like a Montenegro Luther.
Like a Luther
Montenegro.
Who's this?
This guy is a Bruno Mars type.
Oh,
really?
He has the moves and everything.
Bruno, okay.
But
can we see what he
dead.
Looks like? Can we see what he looks like? What's his name?
Well, he's dead now. But
give me his name.
I stay on brand. Everybody I like, everything I want is dead.
Yeah.
She's an emo chick.
We just smoked
see,
sativa,
that's the music
so
that
is...
I hate. Emo music, I can't stand.
Okay.
I hate it. I despise it.
So you like, bam, bam, bam,
bam,
bam, bam, Avril Lavigne and all of those bitches, they're so
Avril Lavigne? Wow.
She's like the
good
emo
pull.
Queen, right?
But that's hilarious. As dark and dismal as you are, that you hate emo.
Yeah. I figured that would cater right to your dark ass.
Right. It's boring to me. Wow. It doesn't bring anything, any
just
emotion.
More
it's
of like, the same. Yeah. Okay.
Like, shut up.
Like, so you like, cares. I'm going to cut my wrist. I'm going to slice my throat. I'm going to cut my wrist. I'm going to slice my throat.
Luby Popovich, ladies and gentlemen. Luby Popovich. Back again.
Struggling not to kill myself on a daily basis.
And that's
Dylan
good music.
Brand.
That's a good keep you alive
Dylan,
music.
Cue up her fucking Mobb Deep music.
Yeah,
too,
remember. Remember, you remember how dark she gets. Thank you. Fuck that other song. This is her frequency right here.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had this on cue. Do you guys know the Facebook group called Cheerful Nihilists?
No.
No.
I think that that's who I am. I found myself. I'm like a cheerful person. Like, I'm happy, excited to be alive, but then I feel like nothing makes sense and everything is pointless. So that's the
got
nihilist
the heart
part.
Of a mercenary.
So it's always in between those
oh,
two.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're such a hollow Russian doll.
You don't even have all the other dolls in there.
Nope.
This you just got
the,
like
this
two.
Is the big one
babushka.
That's supposed to hold them
and
all.
And you open it up
and
nothing.
None of them are in there.
Oh, I'm the empty babushka.
Yeah. Come on, man. Jesus.
What have you been up to, man, since the last time we saw you? What are you working on these days?
Now I am producing my own comedy shows.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for since September. But now I'm starting to branch out a little bit for like the Balkan community because we have like a huge community, especially in Astoria.
Oh, okay.
I just had two shows last weekend and sold out. So it was awesome.
Yeah, I've done one of her shows. It is not America.
Oh shit.
Like, and they
speak
them.
English.
They
they're,
love
they're,
them.
But it is all her people, dude.
Yeah. I'll do one.
Do it.
I'll
yeah.
do one. Hook me on.
Yeah, it's
one.
Good. The room is dope.
I love doing
the lighting, the sound, everything is dope. It's a dope scene, but you are like, oh wow. If you want to know what it's like to perform in another country,
Yeah, and okay. Dave is one of the all time favorites over there. Because I think you did it once or twice.
I did it once. Yeah.
Once? Okay.
Yeah. It's right before Black Ass. So yeah, it's like 6 or 7 o'clock or something.
Yeah,
like
people were like, "When is he coming back?" They loved you.
Yeah,
they really, really loved you.
But hey, let me open for you in Montenegro or whatever. Let's go.
We are.
Let's go to Croatia. Fuck around.
True.
Tell some jokes.
We are we are loyal. Like, we show up for our people.
All right.
So that's how I sell tickets.
Well, that's really? How all other people show up for their people. So, Black people is the hardest one.
Do you show up for your people?
Absolutely.
Like, okay, so what kind of stuff do you go to I don't even want to fuck with this, but they're Serbian, so I got to do this shit.
I did music videos that I produced for free.
Okay.
I appeared in music videos.
Okay.
I like projects like that, or my friends who have a band, or my friends who have restaurants, I would like go on their events
and stuff.
So
that's probably why you have the optimism empty inside thing, because it's like, okay, I'm doing this, but this shit is whack. And I have to do it because I'm Serbian.
Yes, in a sense.
Yeah, so it's like, show up, be my best, even though
Serbian
I don't believe
pride.
In any
Serbian
of this shit
pride.
You people are doing.
But I'm also excited when my friends do something that they like, when their dreams are coming true.
Yeah, but we're not talking about your friends.
I like being there.
We're talking about people that are leaning on the fact that you are Serbian.
They just using that card.
Hey, I'm Serbian.
You got to
You show
me.
Up for me, motherfucker.
Yeah, come and do my music video.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, that'll...
True. Yeah.
That'll make you be, obviously you'll appear great and in great shape, but you know what I mean? You're like,
Would you guys like to see that music video?
I want to see the guy first. What's his name?
Sure. Dino Dvornik.
Wow.
His dad was a musician,
How
too.
How many Y's, V's, and J's is in his last name? That's fucking crazy. He got a lot of consonants back
there. Let me see. He was a drug addict and a fuck up, but...
There's no way you figured out how to spell that, did you?
Musicians are.
You did? You didn't figure out D.
No, I was like, fuck you. No, I had it. I'm still struggling.
D-I-N-O?
Yeah, I wouldn't D-N-O. Have been. I wouldn't have gotten D-I.
That's the first name, and the last name is Dvornik.
Wow.
Dvornik.
That's how you say that?
Dvornik.
Dvornik.
Dvornik. What's the name of the song?
I just want to see a picture of him first.
Do something put live. So you can see him on a concert or something.
Why do you? Nobody likes the live version. Why do people?
Oh, there he is. He's a nutcase. Yeah.
I didn't expect him to look like that at all.
That nigga look like that.
But now that makes sense for the music that we were just listening to.
That's Mad Hatter music.
But he was a heroin addict. He usually looked like this. Oh shit! I just clicked on. He usually looked like this with sunglasses.
Oh, he was cooler.
He was a cool dude.
He was a cool guy.
He started off
but
normal,
he was never afraid to make a fool out of himself, which made him super confident.
You
like, outfits like this, like, I would never do, but he doesn't give a
fuck. Which is funny, because that's kind of what that dude Bad Bunny's doing right now.
Bad Bunny. Bugs Bunny.
You know who Bad Bunny is?
I do, but I also don't get the appeal. Yet.
He's Spanish, right?
He does that kind of stuff too. He dresses any kind of way.
His name is Bunny.
He'll get up there and sing a masculine song, but still dress like a woman, and that's like, you know, still faux pas.
I never heard a song made by Bad Bunny.
No.
Maybe
I'm dating a Puerto Rican girl, so I hear it all the time.
That's Bad Bunny.
Is
that Bad Bunny?
Look at him, dad jeans.
He's a cutie.
Yeah, but he's.
I like J Balvin.
This is one of my favorite videos, and then he just gets escorted off. Yeah, he's courtside at a Heat game, and he just does this, and then they ask him to get off.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. All right, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, we.
He's rocking that 80s look. Looks good on him.
That's the problem. They didn't have to pay. That's the problem.
Yep.
If they had to pay for them seats, he would never do that.
Yep.
He'd be doing that at Frantic on a Monday. Because exactly.
You let him in for free. I talk about this all the time. It's the honorary degree. Stop giving out honorary degrees,
Stop giving out honorary degrees.
Nobody appreciates free shit.
Giving all these motherfuckers empty swag.
That's so true.
And they walk in with this arrogance because it's free or they didn't have to pay and it's this entitlement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then me and Dave take you to court and chop that shit the fuck out you. Because that's what the Black Ass Comedy Show do.
Yeah.
Spit in my goddamn audience. You're going to see what's going to happen. Black Ass Comedy Show.
Yeah, I'm going to stop doing shit for free for people. And now, like, I pay everybody who does anything for me.
This is it.
I'm past the point of, like, I just can't do it.
Listen to you.
Of course, I will show up for my friends at all.
Way to grow.
Luby.
But I'm getting tired of, like, at the end of most of my business interactions, I feel used. And I'm the problem then. If something keeps happening, you have to be the problem. It can't be the world. It's something that you're doing. You're setting up the standard for your life. Your everyday life is a reflection of your actions.
Deep.
So I'm like, holy shit. Okay, it happened once. Why do I feel that I was taken advantage of? I was like, oh shit, it's me. I'm giving away too much and not never asking anything back. So I was like, oh, okay, time to cut this. So
absolutely.
It's my fault. I don't blame anybody but me. But it's time to you know, learn the lesson and just...
Louie's on her way to bossing up, man. I even think with your name, it'll work. I see her being like a big talk show host. You know, the Louie Popovich show. You know what I mean? And it's still her with this awful accent interviewing
people.
Awful,
but... Or like Diary of a Tall Woman. She's always coming in these
angry tall woman.
Angry tall woman. And at the end, you always have some wild epiphany that is just so...
Oh, my God.
And you'll dance to this song like Ellen.
Oh my God, I should have walked in like Ellen. Fuck this. Next time I'm walking in like that, dancing.
How does
Ellen
walk? This gotta be the song, though.
Yeah.
Can't be no other song except that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it's so funny.
Yeah, and it doesn't add up. But that seems like that would play over there.
You're probably airboxing in the bathroom or in the green room before you go upstairs. Movie.
Ah, that's me.
Yeah.
I just saw Amy Schumer episode with Ellen, and she dressed up like Ellen and came out dancing, and they were both dancing, and I was like, this needs to stop. It's like, it's getting a little too much. Okay, we know Ellen dances.
White people always love to lean. That's a stereotype that white people lean into.
What's that?
I can't dance, but come on, watch me cut her up.
Let's just have fun.
There are white people who can dance. It's always awkward. There are white people who can dance.
Yeah, but like even white dancing tryhards also doesn't look fun.
It's called the ugly side of privilege, man. That shit got to balance out somewhere. If there's a world that's cut out for you, you got to be bad at something in order for it to make sense. Mm-hmm. So all the shit that they get and all that, but when they start dancing, you see, that's where you lack. Yeah. You fall off in rhythm.
But there are white people who can dance.
But it's learned behavior. They got it from us.
Learned behavior.
But you don't take this away from me, Dave.
You got to respect it, though. Because
absolutely. White girls be trying to twerk now.
All right, let me ask you this. Because... You've had sex with multiple races, right? You've had sex with white women, black women, right?
Absolutely.
Can you feel the difference in their rhythm? Like the way they move?
Yeah.
I've noticed a difference. Now, can I ask you the same question, Luby? Like, can you feel a difference? Have you been with multiple races of men, sexually?
Yes.
Can you feel a difference in the rhythm, how they move?
Not really.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I haven't... Maybe it's because when I like somebody, everything feels good. So maybe I was just enchanted by Dumbass emotions. I know. I know. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, no. Fellas, have you ever heard the term?
The Brazilian guys are pretty nice.
Fucking question.
Have you ever heard the term starfish?
Starfish?
For girls, yeah.
You just lay there.
You just lay down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you a big-ass starfish. That's a lot of arms and legs.
You'd be surprised.
Please yeah, I don't know. Luke doesn't come across as a starfish, but the thing is, I've noticed not a lot of black starfish. But
No.
If you do get a black starfish, she was raised nowhere near the hood.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Great that girl, observation.
Every starfish has two stores in their home household.
Two home stores.
That's it. That's good. Two.
They live on top of a store today.
Dude, I'm trying to think. I may have had one or two black starfish in my life, okay. But they made sense. You know what I mean? Like, I am like, oh, yeah, this person's from Salisbury, Maryland.
Okay, the background makes sense to you. Okay.
Like, of course they're starfish.
Are white girls mostly, like, acting like white fish or?
Nah, white girls, they kind of put
sorry,
on.
Starfish.
It depends on where they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, there are more timid white girls that get a boost of confidence, and it's usually not real. It's usually edged on by some friends at the bar or something like that, and they're in over their head. So they retreat back to starfish, and you realize, like, oh, this isn't really you.
But
like,
those are white American girls. That's different.
There's more white women. Who
Europeans
have a bit
are
more...
freaky, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all got serious issues.
Well, they have spices.
Let's
over
start
there.
With their music. It's shitty.
But there's spices in Europe. And I think that's really what it comes down to.
Could be.
Spices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Season your food, people.
Something in the turmeric.
Makes your sex better.
European girls fuck crazy. This last European girl.
It's all that they get her, baby.
Tie her legs around the small of my back, bruh. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just joking. But yeah. No.
Luby the pretzel. That's how they used to call me.
Oh, shit. I can see that. Got speckles of salt on your pussy.
Big pretzel. It's a
speckles
big...
of rock salt on that Montenegrin puss.
Luby the pretzel.
Luby the pretzel. I fuck with it. That's a place I would go. Can I get a lemonade with that?
Holy shit.
Can we have a soundbite?
I don't know whether that's a
I
good...
I want to put this on a Luby dating site.
I don't know whether that's a good sex thing or a wrestler, nigga.
That's a little bit of both. That's a double entendre.
A little bit of both. That's
She's
true.
So tall, she can encapsulate both.
Holy shit.
That's nicely done.
Luby the pretzel could be a children's toy.
Luby the pretzel. Like a stretchy thing.
Yes.
Like a thing. Yeah, Luby the pretzel.
Very stretchy. Even all on it, man.
Jesus Christ.
Like a...
If you know what I mean.
Lame mom joke with the wink. Like,
fuck with it.
I got it.
Good for lubes.
Mm. All right.
What else is new? What am I missing? Anything fun going on in your lives?
It's the awards comedy? Season.
Oh, God. I can't. I don't care. I don't care about the punch.
I don't care about the not those. But I never understood award shows when I was a kid. I just knew that there would be this time of year where the weather was great. And I'd be outside playing basketball, and then I would come home to try to watch The Simpsons on Fox, and it was always some fucking asshole
just
in a dress.
Just be happy you jackasses is over here and not in L.A., because in L.A. around this time, they be having signs on the side of the street going down Hollywood Boulevard, roll down your window, please a celebrity. And they got a celebrity, please be this person. It's the wildest shit I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Traffic jams because all the parties is blocking up the roads because motherfuckers is pulling in with their big ass. So it's just too much. People standing on the side of the road with the celebrity they love, hoping that it's them that gets out the car. It's some wild shit. So just be happy you're over here for award season.
Wow. Is there anybody who you would do that for? Like, anybody worth humiliating yourself?
Absolutely not.
It would have
I might do it for Derek Gaines.
Yeah, like, I could only do it for my kids, and I'd have to, like...
I love that answer, actually.
That's it.
I might do
that
it
That was
for
a good one.
Derek
I like that one, Derek.
That
was good.
I love it. I would do it for Derek Gaines. Fuck it.
Thank you, babe. Thank you, babe. Appreciate
that is wild, though, that people don't have that. Because they clearly have the ability.
Have the ability.
But they don't do it for themselves.
Mm.
Why not?
Interesting.
Mm. You understand how much it takes to go to, like... Staples.
Okay.
And get poster board.
Poster board.
Right? And then get the markers and stuff and start drawing in big letters.
Pick a font. Pick the font.
And you start drawing and you realize, fuck, I didn't space out the letters right. I don't have enough room. I gotta go back to Staples.
all were impersonating.
And I got to get another board.
Don't give four fucks about you. It's pretty wild. It's a wild concept to do that. And so when I saw that in L.A., I was like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, man. Is there anybody you would do it for?
We worship celebrities a little too much. I don't think I would go out of my way to do it. But I cannot guarantee you. Like, I freaked out when I met Louis C.K.
Okay.
I really embarrassed myself. I lost it. Like, he was always my favorite, like, of all times, even after the whole incident. Uh-huh. And I met him last year, I believe. Yeah.
Incident made you like him more, right?
I mean, he just jerked off in front of some girls, and he asked them first. It's just a weird thing. It's nothing.
Luby so understanding. Luby
a trooper.
She's so understanding, yeah. Luby forgives animals. Luby forgives people the way people forgive animals.
Here you go.
I mean, there's
Dave,
a bunch of guys who ask me.
Conspiracy shit.
Dave, this is going on too long, man.
The animals alone.
Just leave it alone.
It's been 3 weeks straight. Leave my fucking
dog. Even like Nat, by the way, I'm not trying to put Natalie on blast, but even last week you brought it up again, and Natalie goes, again with the dogs? What is this?
Nigga hate dogs.
Like, this nigga really, I'm just letting you know dogs. That, like, we're all concerned.
I do a set.
Almost every night of the week, shitting on dogs. So it's kind of stuck in my head.
As well.
Thank you, Luby.
I'm done
Fuck
with dogs.
Dogs.
As well.
Why? What's
I'm
wrong
done.
With dogs?
I'm yeah. done with dogs. I'm done. Thank you. I appreciate that.
New merch, Dylan.
Too many dogs.
Fuck dogs.
There's
no
too many dogs in New York.
I want it up on podcast merch.
Fuck
now.
Dogs.
Fuck dogs.
That's probably not gonna sell.
Not literally.
I'm telling you, that's not gonna sell.
Not
that's
literally.
Gonna be a least sold shirt.
I'd buy that.
Dave don't like dogs. No need for apologies. That might be better.
That might be
Dave
better.
Dave don't like dogs. Dave just don't like dogs. It's so wild how much this motherfucker don't like pets.
Why do we treat them as humans?
We have gotten to 2 days a week recording this podcast, and you still bring this shit up all the goddamn time.
Rock Auto.
Rock like, Auto.
Like my boyfriend goes to Rock Auto.
Rock Auto.
And he gets his stuff done. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I'm going to tell you about rockauto.com. It's this online store where every auto part is at the best price. It's this one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Like rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices.
Mm.
You don't have to go to the counter and talk to some guy who doesn't know what he's doing, and they don't know what they're looking for, and they don't have what you need, and they still want to charge you storefront markups.
Storefront markups.
My boyfriend hates it when that happens. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car.
Mm.
Everyone has access to the same incredible prices at rockauto.com.
Literally.
So if you're a car guy right now, like right now?
Like literally
like
right now?
Right now. Like don't like if you're listening and not doing this.
Like if you're literally listening.
Seriously. Like just go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car.
All the parts.
You're going to have so much fun.
So much fun.
Once more, go to rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because the pricing is already good there.
So, fetch.
Yeah, go to rockauto.com. But tell them you heard about us on No Need for Apologies. Let's get back into it.
Mm.
Is there something that we don't know?
About what?
About you and dogs.
Dave had to fight a bear when he was a kid, man. His mom left him out in the
No, there is something, you know, because Jay brought his dog around, Christine brought the dog, and at one point I'm like loving the dog and whatever, and as it walks away, Dave just goes, you understand, I never had that. I go, when you say that, do you mean love? And he just goes, yes!
But no, because that's also insane, right?
Okay.
We're off topic, but we're playing basketball yesterday, right?
All right.
Now, Dylan is an animal. He's
animal.
An asshole on the court, right?
It's Jewish.
It's friendly games. He's with his friends.
He's acting like a dog.
That's gotta fucking stop, people. Come on. I want to win this game.
He's competitive. Like, I love that. I'm competitive. I get the save.
Trying to get these wins for 23.
Luby, oh, bitch, I don't care if it's Monopoly. I'm going to lose it. I'm going
to
slap people.
To go from that.
Oh, yeah.
Luby, if I'm losing, to go from that to... That is insane.
He has a range.
That is too much of a range. Yes. Reel it in and get some goddamn control over yourself.
Hey, he's on his 23-year-old spectrum right now. You got to let that motherfucker
but
be 23.
How old are you?
24.
God, 20, 20, so shut up. Young.
She asked me how old I was. I wasn't going to lie.
Dude. But do you understand how crazy that is? To go, that's why
man,
I stay in the
middle. Puppies can break up fights. I'm telling you, man. You throw two puppies in there. Nigga, let me pet this dog, bro. Just let the dogs be great,
like,
man.
Like, I look out for dogs. I do whatever, you know, I ain't fucking with them. But I'm not gonna give them all that extra shit.
Me neither.
They ain't do nothing. I didn't. Shut up, Natalie. I see your face. Listen, I didn't mean to bring this up. I made a slide remark, and now y'all acting like I hate
dogs. But you always bring up slide remarks on pets.
Now I'm going to do it every week.
That's right.
If you don't like something, it doesn't mean you hate it. It doesn't have to be like the complete opposite on the spectrum. It's like you just don't. You don't care for dogs. I don't care for dogs.
No, it's not even that I don't care for dogs. I just call out
the silliness. And I had dogs.
Of the love. I just call out the silliness of the love.
It's too much. People are treating dogs like people, like siblings or children.
Yeah, I admit it. I'm jealous of dogs.
Yeah, now we're getting to it.
There you go.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just thought about it. I'm jealous of it.
What are you jealous of, Dave?
That affection. I never got it.
That's right,
fuck them. They don't deserve it.
We better open up and tell the world.
They don't deserve it. What did they do?
I went to a dog's birthday party once in L.A.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy. I didn't even know I was going to a dog's birthday party.
See, I would go there and be like a mass shooter.
That's what it is. I'd be looking at him like, who the fuck?
But here go the thing.
Owners, dogs.
Hold on. Here go the thing, though. But it was you still shoot it up. It was sponsored by like Pedigree and Eukanuba and all those dog foods and shit like
that. Okay, that I understand.
And then they was giving out dogs you could hold while you was at the party. And peep this, the dogs had their own cake. Yes. And they had a DJ and a pancake bar for all the humans. And that shit was fucking pretentious and awful.
You think I shouldn't be upset about this?
It's too pretentious.
Huh?
And
I saw Ferraris in the parking lot. I was like, oh my God.
Crazy. I was at Caroline's for a benefit show
for dogs.
For dogs affected by Hurricane Sandy.
The dogs, not people.
And there were dogs in the showroom. I watched a spectator ask Judah Freelander to hold their phone and take a picture of them with a skateboarding pit bull. What the fuck are we doing, people?
Everything has to be given to children.
One thing I will say. I hate when they bring dogs to the comedy show. That's
now we're getting to it. You just used the word hate and dog in the same sentence.
No,
let's go.
And he was smiling.
I said they.
And he was smiling.
We're getting closer.
Hey, you ain't gonna have me hate dogs. You two dark, tall motherfuckers. Listen to what I'm saying to y'all right now. I don't care. You got eight knees between y'all. But this is what I'm saying right now. I'll never hate a dog, but when a dog owner brings a dog to a comedy show, that's when I go, why are you putting the dog through this?
Yeah, we don't need your dog.
Right.
And don't put the dog through this.
That's where my frustration is never with the dogs. My frustration is with the owners and the resources and the misuse of resources and love.
And love.
It's crazy.
It's all lonely people who haven't called their mother in 2 years, but they're licking their dog's face every day.
There you go.
Call your mother.
That's right.
Call your sister.
You go ahead.
Nobody's going on dates anymore. Nobody's fucking anymore.
Yeah.
But everybody's licking their dog's
faces. Could you imagine sitting on the couch and watching your wife lick the dog in the face but won't suck your dick? What? Are you crazy?
Pick up a girl at the bar. Nobody picks up girls at bars anymore. Nobody approaches the girl.
That's all.
Because they're all becoming dumb bitches.
There's a dog bar down the street.
And nah, if I was single, I'd be picking up chicks.
Nobody's fucking. Everybody's licking their dogs.
Wait, has anybody noticed the dog bar on Avenue A?
They got a dog bar?
Yeah.
It's a bar for dogs.
You bring your dogs in while you drink, and then they
got
bowls.
Let's shoot up the place. I'm done.
Oh, so they got like a tap. It's a little beer tap down the bottom
bowls.
So the dogs can drink
bowls.
The beer.
Yeah, it's just bowls on the floor around the bar.
Like when I see
you. You agree with this, Dylan? You think this is a good thing? Is this where society should be going?
No.
Hey, back to Luby saying people are not fucking. Go ahead, girl.
People are not fucking. Nobody's fucking anymore.
Yeah.
I just think I just like you saying that word. But yeah.
Fucking.
Nobody's fucking anymore. Is that,
that was pretty gross.
That was gross. But I'm talking to my friends who are also single and we're like, what is happening? Like, what the fuck? It's just like the vibe is off. It used to be I'll do anything for pussy. Now it's like, eh.
The guys?
That's the attitude in guys.
Like, oh yeah, because guys are getting.
Nah.
Guys are jerking off before they come out the house, man. Guys are waking up to their phone, like, ugh, you know what I mean? So
people used to drive from city to city.
Yeah, because you used to have to go through a lot to get a nut off, man. Like back in the day when you used to have to get magazines or tapes or DVDs. Yeah,
oh,
that was effort. Now
you
shit right
on
your phone.
You have to buy two steak dinners.
Yes, minimum.
Two steak dinners, all these drinks to get her loose and crazy. Yeah,
just to get that little feeling.
Women are so desperate in New York for any type of affection. There should be no rape at this point. You just... No. Everybody's going to say yes.
I was
don't
wondering
worry.
Why the subway was so wet when I got. I was like, it did not rain this hard this morning. Dude, to Florida.
Lubi Popovich.
You guys,
she said it.
You Lubi guys Popovich, bring the worst. Popovich. Can we cut this part?
No,
out?
We cannot.
Can we cut this
You guys
part?
Bring the
what are you
worst
talking about?
Out
this is the YouTube
yeah,
clip.
We,
no, what are you talking about? Her name is Lubi Popovich. Yeah, she's saying all this crazy shit. Keep going.
That's
what
comedy.
Yeah.
It's a dark joke.
So you and your friends have realized.
Having problems.
Yeah.
You're not an ugly woman.
Thank you. That's the nicest thing everybody.
You're not an ugly lady at all. So I don't know why is your problem? What do you think the problem? You think it's dudes, really?
I have no idea. And like men are becoming more insecure and women have to kind of give them the confidence. Like, yeah, you can fuck. Go ahead, fuck.
Oh, but yeah,
that was
yeah.
That word is that, no, y'all did that. There's a word that for that. It's called
fault.
Consent.
Hey, yeah, y'all
that
did
was your
that.
Fault.
Y'all
that's
did that.
Real. That was
y'all
your fault.
Did that.
It's not me.
So fun.
Not
no.
me.
Not me. I, bro, you better
you
speak.
Let
I
those
women
other
in
women
the world.
Speak.
I stood by Louis C.K.
Yeah, but Lubi. Lubi. When those women.
I'm getting canceled.
No, but seriously, Lubi, when those women were ranting and raving about that.
I'm illegal. Nobody knows I'm here.
The other women who didn't feel the same said nothing and they ran wild. That's the interesting thing about propaganda.
Propaganda.
It's always the dumbest people with the loudest voice.
Absolutely.
Propaganda.
I mean, it did some good, I'm not going to lie, because I did see a shift for some stuff that was like really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys used to be a little more
alpha.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would feel uncomfortable. And I'm glad that part is out. But it's always all or nothing. It's
well,
just...
the good news is, and I this will help restore your faith in humanity, because this happens in all species, uh-huh. right? Alphas, when they sense like, oh, shit, the betas have it, then the alphas, they kind of... they blend in. They pretend to be beta for survival.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And then,
so what I need a Sherlock Holmes
here's the reality.
Go ahead.
Monocle to find a...
You know that's funny? It's like a lion wearing a tweed coat. Right? A lion wearing a tweed coat.
Yeah.
Just to be around the gazelle. Hey, how y'all doing?
Because what happens is, if there's, let's say there's one alpha and 30 betas.
Got it.
Well, the betas are going to murder the alpha.
Absolutely. Those are hyenas. Mm-hmm.
Right, because... otherwise, everyone else wants to breed with the alpha. The betas have no chance. Yeah. So once the alphas are totally out, there needs to be enough alphas around for the balance to be normal
how
for women.
How to spot an alpha, though, now? How
you better
to
use
know?
Your girl
you know,
senses.
You know. You can feel it. That's the thing that
walk
you're always
talking
about.
Walk in the car to grab a nigga dick.
But you
walk
know
in there and
you,
be like, and say
I
that,
tried that, and then two of them started crying. So
right, but.
Well, you got big ass hands,
also,
so they were.
My hands are tiny! I have tiny hands.
Tiny.
You know,
I have no.
Hands.
I actually have T-Rex.
These are woman hands
and feet. I have tiny feet. Guess my shoe size.
8.
How did you guess it?
That's like.
How'd you know?
That's pretty standard, much every chick. Yeah.
But I'm 6'1". That's tiny.
Yeah, but
and
you,
tiny
your feet
little
hurt
T-Rex.
Right now. You got
yeah,
you fall over all the time. That's why you was late. You was waiting for your feet to catch up. I get it.
They used to say that to me in high school all the time. I hated it.
But anyway, so you and your friends, nobody desperate, me too. We covered all that. But yeah, that was all your fault.
Yeah. But I tell you this, the betas, the alphas are still around.
We are around.
But mm-hmm. when it gets to a point of when they can sense, oh, it's okay to come out again because there's enough of us, mm-hmm. there will be. You know what I mean?
True.
And then you'll be back.
But I think that alpha men are not seeking out for alpha women. That's, or I could be.
Well, I don't even think they seek.
Well, look, this is what you need to do.
I think they just draw.
Next time you go out and you see a guy that you like, take your panties off and smack him in the face with him. And then he'll know, oh, I guess you want me to fuck.
Mm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Just take your panties off, smack him in the face with him.
Okay.
He'll be like, okay, I get it now. You have to be,
yeah,
you have
man.
To communicate.
But
yeah,
see,
man.
Y'all fucked up the fucking frequency. So now if you want to rebuild this frequency so you be back to fucking, you gotta be like, hey, I'm Lubi Popovich.
It's going to be very tough for me.
Come
stuck
in
this cycle. I want somebody to do that for me. I want
right.
somebody to
Dudes
show
don't
me.
Don't do that because they're afraid they to go to jail.
Yeah. It's a tough thing right yeah. now.
I don't
that
know.
That means
I want to be.
You need to find
somebody stronger than me.
Yeah.
Somebody to prove me.
Yep. This is how women go crazy.
Thank you.
This is how women go crazy because what'll end up happening is
let's
you'll
make
decide,
out, Andrea. Let's make out.
You'll decide.
Pretend I'm Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah, I heard about that. She put an assault kiss on Luis J. Gomez.
He loved it.
Dude, honestly, it was one of the most badass things I ever saw. Yeah. Lewis joked around, was like, come give me a kiss. And she grabbed him and just made out with him, tongue and all.
He fucking loved it. I saw everything.
Yeah?
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I forgot. What were you talking about?
But anyways, we were talking about, bye ladies, we were talking about like men and women alphas and shit. I just want somebody to fight for me, but to charm me, to put an effort. Like, I don't want to do shit at the beginning.
What are you talking about?
Because I missed the good
on dating and courting.
Dating, just
or?
Like I missed the good old days when the guys would put the effort.
Oh, yeah. Well, you better blame.
And it's not happening. It's not happening.
You
so
better tell
this
some
is it
of your hip-hop.
Yeah.
You better tell some
me.
Of your
this
hip-hop icon girls to make some songs about going on dates.
Yeah, yeah. I want somebody to write a song about me. How
but
amazing
why is
I
that?
Am.
That's also the interesting thing with women, because women, they know what they don't want, but they never really know what they want. So like
hilarious.
On a date, you can know if a guy goes, hey man, let's go to Denny's, man. You like, you ain't put no effort into this shit. That's know you don't want that. But like if he go, okay, well, what kind of restaurant? Like if I was to be like, okay, what kind of date would be good for you, Louie?
It's not even about
I ain't gonna plan nothing. You need to surprise me.
It's not even where we're going and how much money you're spending. It's just putting in the effort. And it's really I never cared about money. I guess that's why I'm always broke. I don't care about material things. I don't have expensive purses, and I just never cared for that stuff.
Gotcha.
But there's girls who love that, and I respect that. I'm not one of them.
Right.
It's not even like it's an expensive steak dinner or something like that. It's just follow through. Invite me out. Follow through. Just do right things. It can be like random tapas place. I don't give a fuck. It's just show me the proper manners of like
so
this is the
take
first
you
day.
A lot
it's
of places.
It's the manners.
The manners.
So okay. Just drop. Okay. So be nice at one restaurant, and then go to another restaurant, and then get some dessert, right? And then go for a walk or some horseshit like that.
Sure,
yeah, okay.
I enjoy walks.
I mean, I get what you're saying.
I enjoy walks.
I get
in the
what
park.
You're saying. Hey, look.
Even coffee in Central Park. Like we're walking.
I've
we're
been,
talking.
I've
like
been
those.
King of that.
Yeah.
King of coffee. God damn, I miss the streets.
But that's only because. You know what, though? And the difference is, but you have charisma, so you can get away with that.
You do. You do. And you're good looking.
A walk with you and coffee, that's actually an experience.
Yeah.
Versus some motherfuckers can't really carry a conversation like that. You know what I mean?
Girls can masturbate to that idea.
Like, yeah.
I'm walking with Derek and having coffee.
Having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough.
Yeah. I was always a good time.
Jesus Christ. This makes sound like a hoe.
I was always a good time. I was a fun man.
That's all I was about to say. I was like, he was a fun guy.
I was
a
fun guy. You're a fun lady. I was a fun guy.
When a fun guy met a fun lady.
Oh, God. That doesn't sound fun at all.
Fun lady, please, on a t-shirt. Fun lady, fun guy.
Fun guy. You know, that's the plural for fungus, right? I'm a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy. Yeah.
You just turned into a nerd joke.
Yeah. But fuck it. But that is true, though. But no, fun.
And it's a mushroom with your face. That's the shirt.
That's kind of funny.
Fun guy.
Yeah, oh, that's true. It could be like a trippy t-shirt, maybe.
But that's another
trippy?
Entendre. That's an entendre because a mushroom is a symbolic of a dickhead. So, so fun guy. There's two ways. There's so many ways.
So many levels to this.
Yeah. Thank you, Louis
Poppins. Okay. Interesting.
Merch.
Yeah.
And
merch.
Fuck off. Money for
yes,
apologies.
And I'm dying alone. That's the
We're
point.
We're just pitching merch at this point.
I'm shocked. None of them girl podcasts that ain't sell a sex toy with their face on it yet. That would probably be crazy for them.
What you mean?
All the girl podcasts is just all fucking. They should make themselves fuck dolls and then send it to the.
Didn't
fans.
Like Whitney Cummings do that? I'm not
she
saying
did.
You're. I'm not saying she
did.
Already did it. But
her
I'm
last
saying
name is too on the nose for that shit.
Oh,
is that
wow.
her real name though?
I hope so. Because if there's a bitch out
people
here,
people be making names up for
Whitney Cummings guy.
Everybody,
damn.
Up. I mean, Cummings is a last name, but you know what I mean. Like, I can't see people loving that name and carrying it in the show business. I feel like everybody who has like an awkward name, and then you find it's not even really their name; they just did it.
Nope. All family, family full of Cummings.
There you go. There you go, Dill.
Okay. What? He did research on this one. I have no idea if it's fake. I'm not a big fan of hers.
Is Lubi Popovich your real name?
Mm-hmm. I mean, my full name is Ljubica.
Ljubica.
Nobody can pronounce it. So.
Ljubica.
Yeah. Because I you heard the L. I didn't hear the L.
L J U B I C A.
Ljubica.
L J U B I C A. People will read it.
But you
got to
put that. They can put that twang on there. That from the
Ljubica.
Ljubica.
Lubitsa.
Okay. Yeah, Luby. I get it.
Yeah, I get it too. Right, it's way nice, too fucked up.
Nice. It's not. Play the music. Play the goddamn music. See, yeah. Just said her name is fucked
it
up.
It means to kiss or violet. Depends. It has multiple meanings.
To kiss or violet?
Yeah.
Violet.
Violet. Like not violent. Not violent.
Oh,
let's
I'm like Devile. Okay.
Speaking of which, flowers. I went to the Botanical Gardens last weekend.
Oh, this nigga be
on
hot.
A date?
I guess so. It was in the Bronx, though.
But that's cute.
They
see,
just
Dave
trying to
is
save
cute.
The Bronx.
Bruh. That shit was that. It took an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah, I'm
on the train.
Like the
why was
like
why did you choose
line,
to go there?
Always the Bronx.
Huh?
Was it an anniversary or just like a regular day?
Ah,
like,
I just said she wanted to go. She wanted to go there and see some orchids bloom or whatever. All right, so we go.
There you go.
But I like the Botanical Gardens is a trip when you high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you're like literally watching all of these flowers like bloom and they get prettier. The higher up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they look like shit at the bottom, and it's a phase, and then they get right. to the little uh-huh. blossom or the little whatever pops off on the end, and you're like, oh, okay, life kind of okay. makes sense yeah. up in this motherfucker.
Does it?
Yeah.
It does. It
like
does.
A natural kaleidoscope. It's very nice.
Yeah, but it's weird to pay money to go see that shit.
How
yeah,
much is
go
it to get
see
in?
Flowers?
$30.
$30 to go see flowers?
Yeah.
I go
okay,
see
one
flowers.
Orchid is $30, right? Isn't it?
What?
To buy an orchid? How much is
nah,
it?
No, it's $30 to buy a bouquet of orchids.
Which this is like for weird. $30, you have a nice
flowers.
Experience, you know?
Because God put them here for us, so for you to sell them is crazy, okay. bro.
Well, yeah, there you go. Shout out to the other flower places. Shout out to those other flower places, if you want to put it like that. Yeah, shout out to the... To the dispensary.
Flowers should be free in a sense.
Absolutely.
But then everything, potatoes, everything should be free. It's there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
think
it's
about
a,
it like
they
that.
Made it available for you, which I get mm-hmm. it, but that's also weird. Like, it's the Bronx, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Fordham University and the Botanical Gardens and
okay.
then everything else
so
is
far.
Just hell all around it.
Was it yeah. romantic for you or you were like, okay?
Well, I was like, okay.
Were you like taking cute pictures and walking or?
No, I don't do that shit.
Okay, okay.
No, I don't do that shit.
Why?
Yeah, romance don't
the
exist.
Way you said it, hey,
you love a chick or you like, don't. Yeah, but romance.
No, like we here to see the flowers. Why the fuck is we taking pictures of ourselves? We know the
that's
fuck
why
we
she
look
took
like.
You there.
I never got that. We know what we look like. If you want to take pictures of the views. But like, what are y'all all shaking your hands for? What's wrong?
If a girl takes you to a romantic place, it's one selfie. It's required almost, isn't
Here's
it?
Here's my perspective on it. If you can see a picture of a flower whenever you want, why would you go there and take a picture of a flower that you could find on the internet when you can take a photo of yourself, which you're only going to look like that day?
Brilliant deduction.
Right.
That paragraph came out.
Wow.
That paragraph came out.
I'll see nah, myself dope. Out.
No, nah, it was nice. It was nice. Good for y'all. All
no,
y'all goofy niggas need
actually.
The dark music. Play the dark music for both these motherfuckers with the flower. If you want to go see flowers, nigga, and you want to take a selfie with the flower, that's a good backdrop. Put your face on the flower. It's nice.
This should also be the music for whenever
blooming.
Derek goes on a rant hating somebody. Whenever Derek starts being
yeah.
mean, just turn this music on.
But then here's the thing. What do I do with the pictures? They just sit in my phone.
Memories.
Then they go on the cloud, and then the cloud is full, and now... When I go to back up my phone, I can't, and they like, you got to buy more space on the cloud. Oh, yeah, because I got pictures of me standing in front of flowers.
And
that I'm
don't forget
using.
To pray for Ukraine. There you go.
There you
I know.
What else do we need?
Like,
that's it.
I do not understand these pictures.
Your
man.
Girlfriend looks at them. That's what happens to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And that's what she's more than fine to take all the pictures that she wants.
Mm-hmm.
But women sometimes get mad at me. Like, you don't want a picture for your phone? No, that's your phone. You do what you're
you do. Do your thing.
Yeah,
do your thing.
Women always take that as, does that mean you don't like me? No, I don't. Look on my page. Did you see me posting pictures of other motherfuckers? Like, I barely post pictures of myself.
I post one pic of me and my girl Valentine's Day, and I will do it next year at the same time.
Well, it's not even about. God. It's not even. I mean, like. I don't post pictures of my kids neither. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's
why
my
don't
world.
You? You're not into that.
Because social media is awful.
People are weird, dude. Like the
that's
internet
true.
Is what the
weird.
Fuck you want to know what my kids look like? For?
As the baby would say, the internet.
But if you don't post the pictures, you don't love them,
huh?
If you don't post it, you don't love them.
And that, even if you
it's,
post
no,
it,
no, it's such a lame.
Even if you post it, you don't love them. Motherfuckers will still be. He's only posting because of this. I happen to know behind the scenes.
You can't do any right. That's so true. Yeah.
So it's like
damn
can't please
you
everybody.
Do, damn
yeah.
if you don't. Internet.
True.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that last night too, man. Internet. Like, internet. With rappers, they always try to discredit internet. And they refer to it as internet, as if they're mm-hmm. ignorant people. They're like, yeah, I don't really do all that internet shit.
Internet.
Like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, you have albums that get released on the internet. On like, the people internet. Are streaming your music. That's how you make
your
money.
That's how you exist.
Don't say you Shut don't up. Do internet shit. Mm-hmm. I don't be internet on the internet shit. Doing that internet shit.
Yeah, you do.
What are they referring to? Like, social media crap or?
Well, that's the thing. It'll be, yeah, I guess it's like social media crap, but it's fascinating that they
but niggas
sum
ain't
it
gonna
up.
Fix their mouth to say social media.
Right. They, social media, they sum nice. It up internet. As if it's just the internet, as if they do not understand the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't understand the internet. Okay. I don't understand technologies, the computers, the emails.
Sound like my mom. Someone, my mom still calls stand-up comedy karaoke.
Karaoke, yeah.
Yeah, she
I
still
like,
calls
yeah.
it karaoke. How was the karaoke last night? I'm like... It was great, Mom.
I
don't even try to correct her
serious.
Anymore.
I learned not to take that as serious as I used to take that when people would mistake my career.
Yes.
And then I get all bent out of shape and cuss them out. I don't do that no more.
You know what?
Because my motherfuckers just don't know.
And some yeah. people can't. Some people can't get out of it. Like as you're saying that, I realize I do shit like that to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like I intentionally get her shit wrong just to make her go, "It's not that." because she, as
it's
long
cute.
As she reacts
funny,
that way.
Uh-huh.
I'll always intentionally, yeah, how's your little, you're going, that's not what it's called. And I'm just like,
But yeah, I can't take
dad
my stuff.
Dad jokes, Dave Temple. Okay, cool. That's funny.
Y'all don't ever just pick on people like that?
Absolutely.
What am I, a bully?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
I pick on people. Man, what? You know what I like doing? You know what my favorite thing is to do now? It's call a girl by the wrong name. Call her like Jasmine and her name is like Erica or something like that. They get so bent the fuck out of shape.
No way.
What's your name? Jasmine, right? And then you just start the conversation and she get all, my name is, and then you tease that, bruh. I cannot stand how much I like, I think I can fuck with him.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high?
Mm.
Well, now that's the time you go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. I had some Delta 8 at Skankfest.
Oh,
Gay Blonde Mike was always walking around. Anytime when I needed a joint, Gay Blonde Mike would be like, here, try some Delta 8.
Delta.
He always had them in little canisters. But they were definitely getting the job done over there at Skankfest. I enjoyed every bit of it. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of the states where this is legal, go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
Wow.
What is Delta 8? Well, it's like, it's what's found in hemp and it gets you high. And if, what are you doing? Hey, bring it back.
Bring the thing back, please.
Type it back to an email there. There you go.
There you go.
All right. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that the product should be taken responsibly. So mm-hmm. once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS. For 25% off, Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. Let's get back into it, man.
Let's get back into the show.
This should be captured on camera and like to have
like
video series
tricks,
of reactions.
But we
I
should
like
also,
tricks,
we should have you do it and then leave and then have an ugly dude come in and try. That should be.
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my.
What's your name, Luby?
Yeah.
Your name, Luby?
I think we just found Derek's new MTV show. Yo, hot or not.
Oh, my God. All
right, I'm going to go in and do this. And now you go in to try to do it and see if you get away with it.
The show is just following Derek. Like, you have to follow Derek and his performances. He's
going
to go
already.
On stage and he's going to murder. You go deal with that now.
Yeah, Broke Ass Game Show followed me and David. We had to just, I always give credit to my first TV attempt, man. Reality TV helped me to get into acting better.
Yeah.
Because you got to talk to people. You got
to
come up with stuff on
you
the spot.
To know people, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do? I don't know.
I was on this MTV show back in 2015.
Broke Ass Game Show.
It was a game show
okay.
called Broke Ass Game Show. We challenged motherfuckers in the streets to
uh-huh.
the most asinine games. So
holy
the comedy
shit.
Ensued, explaining mm-hmm. to these people what you had to do.
Luby?
And trying to coerce motherfuckers, and then you had to flash real money in their face in real time, New York
yeah.
City. It was,
intense.
It was crazy.
Luby's actually really good at that shit too. Luby does a lot of man on the street shit for Compound. Like
yeah.
she
yeah.
loves going up to people
mm-hmm.
in like yeah. Union Square.
Luby's 6'1". They ain't gonna try to hack her down real quick.
I was out with Barry Ribs. and Bobby Tamburo, and we would like do this wild things of like stealing wheelchairs from like. I would kind of approach them first and say, "Hey, we're gonna do something." Like, give them the heads up. I wouldn't say what are we gonna do. It's okay. Like, you're safe. We're just. It's a few minutes.
Yeah.
Just bear with me. We're not here to disrespect you.
MTV set it up even safer than that. They would go, "Yeah, y'all want to do something fun for MTV?" And they just go, "Yeah." And they put them in a restaurant so far away from the shoot that they wouldn't have any idea what the fuck was going
on. Oh, fuck.
So when they pulled up to the gig, here go me and David, and we explain what it is. Uh-huh. And then on the money, because that's the only thing that get them.
Of course.
Because we'll say some little wild
things. That's actually, makes it safe, but that makes it genuine.
Yeah.
Because when they're walking up, they're like, "Oh, shit. Oh, yo, come here. And you really get to flag them down.
Yeah, because the genuine reaction is what makes people watch it. That's why we would just give them the heads up, but we wouldn't say what we're doing, because... Yeah. The genuine reaction is what actually everybody wants to see. But we would steal, stealing like crutches from like sick people and stuff like that.
Dark.
We stole, Oh, speaking of dark, we stole a cane from a blind guy.
Oh, okay. But I thought you were going to say a black guy.
I held his hand.
From a black guy, speaking of dark.
I'm not making the same mistake twice. I am already playing with the.
What do you mean? You're not making the same. You felt like you made a mistake?
Let's just not go back. It keeps following me anywhere I go. I went to two Mondays ago. I went to watch the. This is a great story.
Okay, let's go.
It's a positive story.
Yeah, right.
The, fuck you, Dave Temple.
That was you.
That was me.
Yeah. Why'd you say that just now?
And I didn't say it.
Yeah.
They played it.
Sounds just like
I didn't say it. Fuck you, Dave Temple. I didn't say it.
Ruby, that's our host.
Watching your fucking lips.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was
fuck
at the
you, Dave Temple.
Luby, I invite you on the fucking show, and you just
what are you doing? Yeah,
it's just I can't help myself. I see your face, and it just comes out. It just like keeps coming out.
She's saying you repulsive. That's crazy. Right?
You got me there for a second.
On
I was like,
your fucking radio show, man. Am I?
The audio listeners are losing their fucking mind. They have no idea what this bit is.
Yeah, I don't even know. I'm making it up as I go along.
Fuck you, Dave Temple.
Jesus Christ, Luby. We get it.
I am rude. I apologize for that.
What is this, Tourette's or something?
You don't give a fuck about money. You just want to get taken on a good date.
See?
There's no need to be in here.
47 minutes with me and you already know me. Look at that. And guys will just like spend a lot of time to figure me out. And I'm very simple.
I'm glad you brought that up. I want to see how well you know, I guess, other people. This little segment that we play here called Does He Need a Cut?
Does he need a cut?
Right? So.
Does he need what?
A cut. A haircut. Right?
Oh. So, I don't want to say what I heard.
Okay. Wow. So, you can look around in the studio, and this is good because, like, we've found that, I don't know, I guess, like, different races, they don't know what other people, or, like, when they need a haircut. We never know when a lady needs a haircut. Like, do you need a haircut?
No, I just had it.
You just had a haircut, yeah. See, look, little white people in the studio go, what? You just had it?
What do you mean? You just had it? I have no idea.
Right, right. So, does Dylan need a haircut? Can you tell us?
How long was your hair before?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
All right. Is it intentional to be a little, like, messy?
Yeah, but I definitely need a haircut.
Just a little bit, yeah. Okay. I like the messy hair.
Dylan is
and
punk.
I like
the vibe.
I don't want to start a fight with girls. I don't know whether that's offensive, but can you tell whether Natalie needs a haircut?
Let me see.
Natalie got good.
Not at all. Nope.
Natalie good. Her hair.
Natalie, do you need a haircut?
I'm glad you think so. I have no idea. I feel like it's been a minute.
Okay, so
but if it still looks good, then I'm gonna not cut it.
Okay,
Natalie is a pretty tomboy. That is some tomboy shit to say.
What about Derek and I? Can you tell whether Derek and I need haircuts?
No.
Derek, me haircut?
My beard's. I'm telling you, because your beard is good.
Yeah. What about me?
For you, I would know, because I've seen you around plenty, and I know you with different. No.
Okay. I feel like I feel like I'm woofing right now.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and that's the interesting thing.
Wow.
You looked at them and you could tell right away. You looked at us and you're like, no. So that's the interesting thing where like, so we just want to go through like, does he need a cut? I'm just show you some pictures of other people and just determine. So, you know, let's see if she can determine whether these people need haircuts or not. Let's see what we got there. Boom.
No, that's
Chase off.
That looks fresh.
Fresh? Oh, okay.
That's so funny.
Look at the edges.
Okay.
Fresh out of the barbershop.
Right, right. Yeah. And like that's interesting that you looked at mine. I was like, hell, my edges don't look like that. But, all right, go ahead. Let me see
it's
the next.
Just because you're so cute, Dave.
All right, let's see. Jesus. Does this guy need a haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's kind of the look, though, isn't it? Like,
it's a bad look.
Really?
That's probably rich, for a video or for
that is a rich.
He rich. That's a rich look.
I mean, give it a month. That could be Derek.
If
you grew your beard out, dude, that's, hey, I'm sorry.
If I make $1 million in 2 days, watch.
Is this,
I might
hobo
grow that
chic
shit out like
that's
that. Hobo
now.
Chic might be fly.
I'm going to hold you to it.
If I make $2 million in the next 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this Childish Gambino?
Yes.
Is that him?
It's Donald Glover, yeah. That's Donald Glover. Childish, you don't look childish at all right there.
Oh, yeah. He needs, yeah. He needs a haircut and a proper shave.
That? Proper?
Sure.
Yeah, it's like a little messy. It just...
Okay.
I see the stubble under his neck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my bad. Really giving
that like a Florida player.
Eagle wit.
Now this guy is perfect.
Really?
Oh yeah.
No haircut needed.
No, this guy is just very good looking.
Yeah. What if that's just a whole wig he's got there?
Probably a wig.
Is that a wig?
Right, you did pretty... What about this guy?
Nah, he's good.
He's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
Luby like herself some blacks.
Yeah.
Luby like herself some blacks.
I feel like this was a fresh cut, but he just can never grow a proper beard. So it has nothing to do with the cut.
Oh, he's spotting.
It's a spotty, but he doesn't need to do anything. He's fine.
Scott Muscutty, he got a real ass jacket.
Oh, so you're immediately looking at his facial hair, seeing the spottiness or the sparseness.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a red flag for women, right? Because it looks like he's not healthy, right? That's what happens when you see patches in the beard.
Not really. It just doesn't look attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We came to the conclusion yesterday that a woman can be as morbidly obese as long as she has good skin, it works.
And she don't smell?
Yeah. So it's like,
like a big bitch that know how to shower
chicks,
in between the cracks.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna.
The turn off with fat chicks is the scarring and the weird blotchy shit, you know what I mean? Where this shit is discolored or dry. Like a fat chick with dry skin, right? So I'm trying to feel like, is it the same way?
Or they be having buildup. You can't have buildup.
Dry skin on her body, or you're talking
Dry skin in general.
Yeah, like
a chubby chick with like callus.
Yeah, you never been with like a, you never
like
seen
a pile
a fat
of leaves.
Naked.
I've never. I mean, I did.
Can't have her looking like a pile of leaves. That's not. If you're gonna be a pile, bitch, you better be a
pile.
She's
crunchy.
Of fucking, was it ambrosia? You better be moist.
How do you feel about it with dudes? Though? Like, are you?
I got eczema, so be nice.
Are you into bigger men at all?
No, not really.
No.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Huh.
I don't like huge, chunky.
So you like slender guys, like
slender
me and Dave.
Guys, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not even chubby with a belly or anything like that.
You are always best choice, bro. Kind of like thin, slick, slim, thick, 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah,
I fall in love
in
the exact
slim, thick,
same.
Slim thick.
You're not gonna describe a man as slim thick.
I'm
fat boy slim.
No. I'm slim solid. That's what I am. Slim solid.
Slim solid.
Listen, I'm too old to be pausing people. I'm just gonna tell you.
Hey,
flat
nobody
out.
Here is too old, okay? Let's not talk about that.
You're not going, huh?
Nobody here is too old. Let's not mention
slim
it.
Thick. Slim. Well, yeah, I like it. Then slim thick should be for chicks. Then
it is for chicks, dude. Yeah.
What's a nigga that's like?
Thick is not a word you use for men.
Dude, nah.
It's disrespectful. It's like slapping a man when you call a man thick.
Yeah.
Yo, you real. Little... I watched a friend of mine do that. We were in Florida. And, you know, when dudes drink, they be all puffy. And that's what he's just telling. He's like, dude, you are a thick man. And it really
that
hurt
that is
him.
Offensive almost.
It hurt him
thick
because
yes.
He works out every day.
Yeah.
Thick man. If a man calls you a thick man, ew. It's too close to dick, man.
It's just weird.
It's just like, ah.
And it's something about, like, just being thick, because thick is also, like, dense, right? Like, you ever seen...
Dense.
Yeah.
And they got these men now that are wearing, like, girdles to suck in they shit. Have y'all seen these fucking crunches. Commercials? Yeah.
It's like, in the gym.
Once you put the girdle on to the point where it makes you all thick... You don't even look like no man when you thick in the middle.
Like a weirdo.
Right.
Like a circus act.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you guys like... ass tits, all of that stuff.
Like
what are you into?
Yeah,
I like
into all of it. Yeah, but the fascinating thing is like...
If you don't have no ass, it hurts.
But the confidence has to be there and it has to be real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing I also realized. Like any shaped woman could really turn you on. It's just if she's confident.
With it's the same thing for men.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the same thing for men. Confident men are attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, I always fall in love or like get attracted to like... somebody being confident and, of course, a good conversation. If you can't pass that test of like that we can actually talk, mm-hmm. I'm just not interested at all.
Absolutely.
Which now, do you have any friends,
noted.
Lady friends, that you realize they're the person that can't carry a conversation?
Because
like women always say that. He got to be able
girls
to talk.
Girls don't know how to talk.
But sometimes
for
girls
shit.
Can't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them can't talk for a goddamn.
But everybody finds their own fit. It's like dumb people go with dumb people. Or dumb people go with smart people who are insecure and want somebody dumber than. So it's you can always find your own match out there.
Look at
you know?
That.
But there are girls who cannot carry a conversation. And
how do you
it's
deal
rude
with
to
that?
Say dumb, but.
Yeah, but like, how do you do? Like, if you get invited to brunch and these bitches can't have a conversation.
I want to shoot myself.
Like here,
I cannot like go through, like
braids this way or braids out the back.
Would you leave
this
or
way? I don't know why this is speaking to me more.
Yeah, just to make a mess on their little hats. Mm-hmm.
Make sure they over there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And fuck them up. Yeah. Why would I fuck up the ceiling?
Would you leave though? Or you would sit through it?
I have left a couple of things that I did not enjoy.
Brunches.
And
what's dumb girl conversation for you?
I mean, when you're in a group that you just met and we're having a superficial conversation, that's fine because we don't know each other well. But if I'm feeling I'm not liking this group for the third time, then I'm like, this is just never going to evolve into something different.
Interesting.
I cannot have conversations that are not genuine. You know, we were talking about this. I'm the truth seeker in a sense.
Yeah.
So everything that's just... on the surface, doesn't interest me.
Girls are more patient than dudes. Because dudes, the minute you say something stupid, especially around Derek, yep, get her out of here.
Bye.
She stinks. Mm-hmm. She's what did she just say?
What? That's my favorite shit. What?
Everyone that Derek hates, he has one specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
He just has like one sentence they said. He was like, oh yeah, that's the they just fucked
that's
up.
It.
They said something crazy. And they're wilding. They're going
true.
Crazy.
Okay.
What?
I tried to be a
you
little
give
more.
Them three hangs.
Maybe, but because
two
I
hangs.
Fucked up. When I'm nervous, let's say, like, I will do or say something stupid, and I'm like, fuck, what did I do? So I don't want somebody to judge me on that. So let's say I would give
I
a chance to someone.
I appreciate my friends that be Monroe Martin and Dave Temple and Dylan. When somebody says something stupid, we have court right there.
Mm hmm.
What'd they just say? Or you tell me to calm down, but they know what the fuck I'm not calm about. Or if they fuck up with all of us, we all go in. And I go, my
yeah,
friends.
Yeah.
Derek feels like sometimes like a, in those social settings, Derek sometimes feels like a pit bull where he'll just be barking. And you're like, oh, well, I got to hold this leash. You know, I got to hold him in. And then there's just times where someone fucks up and you're like, and I might accidentally
it's
let
like
go
the
this
pit
leash.
Bull looks back and goes, you should probably let
come
go,
on.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But no, that's how I operate. It's a beautiful thing. But I love ladies being in the green room, but we do have a strange screening process. Well, I know I do, that my friends know about.
Yeah.
Wow, what would be like the biggest turnoff for you if you're hanging out with a chick and she says?
It's how she says stuff.
I know, it's so many components.
It's the try hard.
It's when you're doing the most.
Basically, you know it's disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is.
I can't
offer
it.
All right,
put
it to you like this.
I cannot.
We was hanging out in Chicago. A buddy of mine came hanging around us, and Dave was like, you tall. You play ball? She's like, I don't play ball. I play ballers. That's what she said. And when I got the news that she said that, I said, I can't stand it. Oh, that's awful.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, fucking awful.
Yeah, and
I said, no.
That is one of those things.
That's what she said to you?
That's we trust each other on that, where it's like, if I come to him and go, hey, get rid of her.
What happened? I also had to sit in a fucking car with both of them. And we got out of the car. I looked at Derek and go, yeah, she stinks.
Yeah.
And he goes, both of my homies hate her?
If both of my boys go, you probably... And I'm like, and they, you know, two.
And the sad part was.
Is she a
was,
comic or?
I don't think
nah,
so.
Nah, she wasn't a comic.
But the
she
sad
was a
part,
photographer.
And the sad part was, you know.
So
I
unemployed.
Think, I think she was, you know, she was trying to be cool. I think she thought that was like a slick thing.
She FaceTiming
like,
in the show. We doing a comedy show. She in the room FaceTiming a homegirl. Like, what the fuck are you?
Okay, she's trying too hard.
Yeah,
I feel like she might be a little
me.
Insecure.
Like, stuff
yeah.
like that bothers
and
me.
That's what you
see. If you come into a green room full of gentlemen smoking weed, right? And you know, and we playing Griselda, you know. We got girls with door knocker earrings in the room. Everybody chill. You come in trying to ask and play fucking Uzi or something like that. If you utter some new rap, while you can hear old rap playing and there's a vibe going and you try to change that fucking vibe Oh, that's one. Here come another one. If you ask for a cigarette more than seven times and everybody say no each time.
this fucking happened. Something happened recently.
Yes, all the time. Gorgeous chick with gorgeous friend comes into the great room at the stand. Okay. Right? We hanging. We having a good old time. Okay. Now, the vibe is different because two baddies just walked in, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
How does the vibe change, though? You guys are...
Because we get happy. Okay. Like, oh, okay. Uh-huh. It's a different smell in the air.
Everyone starts peacocking.
Yeah, it's peacocking. Especially, like, straight niggas, we all do that. We all see each other go, oh, oh, oh.
All right. Hello there.
Yeah, yeah. And okay. What's that thing that Jay always does when a hot chick walks by?
He goes,
hey, I'm Jay. This is Dave. This is Dylan. Like, and it's like
every hot chick that we see anywhere.
Like, you could be mid conversation.
Two hotties walk in.
Just want you to know I'm single. He's single.
Like, so the one hottie just sits down and enjoys his life, but the other one is doing the most. She barking, jumping around. Oh, what music is this? You got a cigarette? Nah. You got a cigarette? Nah. You got a cigarette? Nah. Then she bends down in front of the table because she's pretty. So she does this cool squat, lets us know she's squatting in heels, and she got a little titties out. And anybody got a cigarette? I'm like, and then so here come me. Miss, we all smoking weed in here. How many times you got to ask? Yeah, we know you cute, but you're being an ass right now. And you're so mean. And then I go, here we go. And then the other girlfriend comes up. She ain't mean. She's a good girl. I'm like, then why are you better than her? And then stuff like that.
Wow. Like, so them against each other.
Yeah. And then,
she goes, you're right, but that's not what we're talking about right now.
Like, she lit up. I was like, you better than her. She came closer to me. I was like, oh, yeah, y'all don't even like each other. Yeah.
So I am a little bit like you, though.
So I'm like,
I'll call people out on their bullshit immediately.
Yeah, because you, first of all, you in a comics green room. Motherfuckers in here getting ready to get their art on the stage, and you walk in here with that horseshit because you know you look fucking good.
But then that beauty is wasted with that attitude. Oh, it's like, God. It doesn't matter anymore.
And I will say, they were
It's useless.
Bad. It wasn't
it's
like they, was
trash.
They were bad. And I was like, both of them. I was
also,
like,
girls like that, I like to call them dandelions. You know what I mean? Like, they're really weeds. Come on, dude. No fucking weed when I see one. It's because you got the little
pretty
little
weeds.
Oh my
pretty
God.
Weeds all up.
Weeds, listen, and this is real shit. It's going to be philosophical. Weeds move. Weeds do what they have to do to grow.
Flowers don't. They climb.
Yeah. Flowers do not.
Weeds get flown out.
Flowers stand there. If they don't get sunlight, they just fucking die. Yeah.
Exactly. Weeds be at Super Bowl weekend.
Free ticket.
At the Tom Brady party. How the fuck did Dandelion get to the Tom Brady
Straight
party?
Dandelion.
Oh,
yeah. I like
no.
I coin new phrases every time. Okay. Dirty fives, dandelions.
Oh, there's a dandelion right here. Split. How the fuck is she in the penthouse? We met this girl 20 minutes ago. We grew all the way up to the penthouse.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Fucking crazy.
I'm calling girls dandelions
that's
from here
it.
On out, man. I
Look
love
at
that
this
term.
Dandelion.
Straight groupies.
But what about like an average looking girl that's like very confident, and she might be even a little aggressive. Like,
okay.
Would that be?
We call them collard greens. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Hold on. So she's average looking, but
average
aggressive.
Looking.
I know a couple of girls.
You're talking about a fat chick with money.
Fat chicks with money.
Hey, what's up? You trying to fuck or what? I pay for the cab.
Fat chick with money.
Yeah, New York is full of that.
Hey, dude,
New York is full of
I know
they,
some
they
bro.
They need big bitches.
Nigga, they be outside the club. They lift their belly and go, huh?
All right.
Wow.
Fat girls, they be like dudes, man. When they got money in New York, the cab pull up, they open the door. You getting in or not? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't give a fuck about you neither. They are.
Tiffany Haddish
outfits.
Is becoming a little bit like that. Every interview of hers, she's talking about like the money.
She said Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany,
okay.
She's keeps talking about her money a lot lately because she's been dumped.
Yeah.
So she's a little bit.
And she can't be bought. So now
she don't
write
her. To me, that's such a turnoff. To me, personally.
Well,
like,
And
she's gorgeous, and she's loaded, and she's funny, and everything. But, like, stop saying that you made money. We know. It's good. You're already in Hollywood.
Well,
you made it.
What else is she supposed to say? I had a family?
Nothing.
No, she didn't make a family yet. Her achievement is her money. Her career is her achievement.
Then don't talk about your achievements. Let people talk about your achievements.
Jesus Christ, Luby.
I say.
Just because you guys don't celebrate your achievements in Serbia. Yeah.
But it's every interview you got to say you made money, that's... Does a pretty girl...
You know what's funny?
Every interview, I'm beautiful. By the way, if you guys didn't know, I am... That's a little weird.
What? Saying that you're beautiful?
To say that for yourself. Even if you are, like, the most beautiful woman
that's
in the world.
That's kind of fly.
I get what you're saying. Trust me, and I agree. I don't know whether we're right or
There's
not
There's a way to mention it, but every time, every achievement of yours everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it too much?
That's how black people are really into celebrating themselves right now. It's like a big. There's like a self-healing thing, which is how you know we on our way to making it. We about to be soft like white people.
Oh, shit.
Because, like, we growing. Oh, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
niggas get money.
Like, you remember how aggressive white people used to be? Like, back in the
rape day. Rape and pillage! Right. Spices!
Right.
Beer.
And now, like...
tea party.
I mean, going back even Boston further than that. Yeah, like the Western whites. From
give
the
me
Western
them niggas
movies.
And put them on a boat.
Okay. The Clint Eastwoods and all of that shit, right?
Uh-huh.
That
Indians.
Was white America.
Pow.
Clint
Indians.
Eastwood, he don't exist no more in white America. They don't like that, right?
Now it's
no John Wayne.
Man wearing Vans.
But, right. So it was the same thing for us. And like the 90s, black men that were in hood movies were our Westerns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that aggressive black dude from like Menace to Society, that don't exist no more. You know what I mean? Like, we're softer now. Black people talking about therapy. We're on our way.
That's a good thing for all of us.
To be honest with you.
It's the same thing that happened in Montenegro. Like, we are evolving and talking more about that stuff. We never used to do that.
Right.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
I don't know, man. Because we don't do nothing. Like, everyone goes into the artistic phase.
Everything good comes with a fucking side effect.
Correct.
That's exactly what we were talking earlier. It's good that men changed their behavior towards women because now they're more respectful.
But now women don't
like
them.
But now they're all pussies and we are like,
women don't like them.
Somebody,
it's
please.
It's an overcorrection.
So there's always this, but I think it's going to go back a little bit because it always goes full-blown speed ahead.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't go away.
Then you see what, you know.
It doesn't go away. That's why you still have people like the baby that are still like getting in trouble.
We need Ricos.
Right.
But overcorrection can get corrected down the road.
You can't have it paid in full without Rico.
It's going to go back a little bit.
What do you mean?
Let's say we're talking men are now too nice. Well, after a while, we're going to see that women are not that happy with it. So we're going to push back a little bit and then create.
Well, here's the only thing, too. The only reason why we know anyone isn't happy with it is because the people who aren't happy with it, they live a life of leisure, meaning they have a platform that they can discuss. They even have time to be upset and communicate with other people. Are you upset about this? Yeah, I'm upset. Are you upset? Those are people of luxury who have time on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
This world is not all of that. That is probably about 20% of the world lives that way.
Mm-hmm.
So the other 80 is still just as toxic as we were back in the day. They're just not up on the platform.
They're not
online. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. A guy who still hits women, he probably smashes his phone a lot too. You know what I mean? So he's not really.
Think?
Yeah, he's not really up to. I'm making TikToks about beating bitches. Like, no.
Nah. He's probably getting a new phone.
Right.
You know, cracked a few screens.
Right. And the same thing with the girls who like still subscribe to that are like, yeah, I like a man that, you know, bark at me a little bit.
Like, hit me upside the head. Yeah. When they say upside, that makes me crack out. I'm like,
yeah,
damn.
But that girl isn't a part of your forum of hurt women. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's not showing up to the march for, like, she might show up afterwards to loot, but she's not coming to, you know what I mean? Like,
women.
Women, okay. We're getting somewhere with this.
See?
But I'm still... My hope is lost, basically.
No.
I'm glad to hear all of this stuff, but I'm like,
just understand, like I talked about with the botanical gardens, how at the top, that's where all the beauty is.
Comes around full circle. It's good.
It's soft up there, but that's where we at. We up here in the soft part. So enjoy.
Ain't no need to be hard right now because we up in the...
Enjoy your life of leisure. Know that you are being supported by a sturdy trunk.
Hey, you going to cry in that Toyota or this Lincoln?
But you get to be soft and blowing the wind up here, man. No need for apologies.
Dandelions.
No need for apologies.
Dandelions. Man. Those bitches.
This was fun, man. Luby, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. I always learn something new with you guys.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
Always a nice little combo.
Honestly, this is like a...
fun little
therapy
time.
Almost.
Yeah, no problem. Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you.
Fuck you, Dave Temple.
Really unnecessary at this point.
That was really uncalled for, but hey. Luby Popovic NYC everywhere. Find me, stalk me, take me out, or don't.
Take me to Westchester.
Okay.
Take me to a botanical garden.
Yeah. They got a tram car up there. It's good. You get to walk
there. There you go.
All right, Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Yeah, guys, this is a pre-record, but thank you so much for 5,000 subscribers. Congratulations. No need for apologies. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe, like, and leave a comment. And if you're listening on audio platforms, rate 5 stars.
Natalie, say goodbye to people.
Do all that. Bye, everyone.
All
right. Public service announcement. There you go. Right. 5,000 followers. Now you know what this means. If y'all niggas spread enough rumors, we can start selling out shows in your city at venues, at comedy clubs, or theaters. At 5,000, we can do a lot of shit. This is gang gang now, all right? So for the 5,000 people that subscribe, look, if you want to spread the NNFA Army, the Black Air Force One energy, and you want us to come to your city, do live podcasts and raucous, and when I mean raucous, stand-up comedy shows, now's the time we can do it. Sound the alarm. They might take our lives, but they can't take our freedom.
That's not the alarm.
Derek Gaines, the great boy.
No, that's not the alarm
either. Thank you. Don't worry about it.
Fuck you, Dave Temple.
Oh, yeah. How about it?
That's it, guys. Take care. Have a good night.
How about it?